work. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it gets me every time. Okay. Welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And I'm serious, Madeline. I have done this before. You've been on the program. You know. But every once in a while, it just all goes wrong. So, okay. Madeline Martin is on the program tonight, and I am very excited to have you here. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
You're having a huge day. Huge. Huge.
Yeah, it's been really exciting.
Yeah. You know where they're like, don't schedule too much on your one day. You know, you get overwhelmed, but I love it. You're folding it in.
Yeah, well, you know, on your release day, you got to pack in as much as you possibly can when you can, right? I mean, I did take the day off work, so.
there's a lot of pressure to sort of, you know, make a big splash and get it out there. But honestly, so the new book is Possession of a Highlander. Aren't you proud of me for mentioning it right
away? Yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Because that's so rare that actually happens. And it did. It actually released today.
It did. Yep, and today was the actual release date.
And you're having a Facebook party as we speak.
Yes, I'm having a Facebook party right now. And for anybody who would like to attend, you can just do a search for Madeline Martin author on Facebook, and you should be able to find the link there.
Ta-da!
Yay!
I know. And anything else? Did you do anything else today besides, you know, hyperventilate, have a cocktail?
I'm not going to lie. I actually took a nap in the middle of the day because I'd stayed up so late trying to get everything ready. And I woke up so early trying to get everything ready. And then around noon, I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to take a nap with the cat and just kind of take a breather.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you know what, though? You have to. Like, what's the point of being a zombie at the end of this process? You're supposed to enjoy it, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And so, I mean, you are having fun. I mean, it's a good day, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Mission accomplished.
No, it's been a lot of fun. And, I mean,
and
the great thing is everyone's so supportive. I mean, that's just the incredible thing. All of my fellow authors, because, you know, the RWA is such a wonderful, like, it's just everyone is so supportive. And then so many readers and my family and friends, and it's just really been amazing.
Yeah. How did you get a nap with the minions?
Oh,
did
so
the minions
they actually
let you
went,
nap?
They actually went to summer camp today, and it was so sweet because when I was driving them to summer camp, I was apologizing because I knew tonight I would be pretty absent. And as I'm apologizing, youngest minion holds up her hand and she says, "Don't apologize. You don't." She's like, "Don't be upset or don't be sad. Be proud. We're proud." And my husband was like, "Yeah, you're following your dreams. We're proud of you. Don't worry about it."
That's so sweet.
How old
are the minions?
So youngest minion is 6 and oldest minion is 9.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yep. And oldest minion is actually right here, if you want to say hi really quick.
Yes. Would she like to be on the radio?
Yep, here she is.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello, oldest minion. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Did you go to summer camp today?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you tell them about your mom's book?
Yes. At my school, I've gotten 2 people interested in my mom's book.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's so sweet of you to do that. Your mom says you're the greatest publicist she's ever had. You are. You're her greatest cheerleader. Yeah. And you're on the radio right now.
Awesome. here's youngest minion.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Hi. Did you have a great day today?
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad. Your mom had a great day, too. Are you reading yet? Are you a reader?
Uh-huh.
That's wonderful. Are you going to be in first grade this year?
Yes.
Wow. That's so wonderful. Well, your mom must be so proud of you guys.
Yep, she is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so fabulous. Okay. Well, you better give the phone back to mom so she can talk about her books.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You have totally made their nights. They were so excited to get on the air.
Awesome. Well, tell them that's it, and it's on there for all time. And,
oh, I definitely will. I'll let them listen to it later. They'll be so
when
excited.
It's archived. Yeah, absolutely. Well, they just sound fantastic. Mine are 9 and five, almost 6. She'll be 6 at Halloween.
Oh, so you've got the same age range I do.
Exact same. Exact same.
Are they both girls? Or?
Yes. I have 2 little girls.
You have the same kind of fighting that I do also.
Yes. Yes. Because the yes.
I know. In the morning when I hear, don't look at me, I just know I'm going to probably be late for work. Like, just right then and there.
Right. Yes. Yeah, or the, yeah. And I know with the youngest, I know her position. She wants to be in on what the older one's doing. And she wants to also be a little bit in charge. And, of course, the older one's clinging to authority.
Exactly.
As 9 dictates. And then the 9-year-old wants to dictate the game and make it a little too hard for the 6-year-old just to demonstrate her superiority. And around we go.
Oh,
but,
yeah, you know it well.
Oh, I do. But when your daughter said awesome, she sounded exactly like mine. And I thought, oh, if we lived a little closer, my friend.
Oh, if we lived a little closer. So much fun together.
Ours would be.
Then our youngest ones would finally have someone to play with, since the oldest ones don't ever want to play with them.
Yes. They could ditch the older ones, and they would have their own kingdom. Because
exactly.
That's how we roll.
Although we might worry about that if that were the case.
I don't know. I feel like if I just, give them room, as long as they understand my territory, your territory, it should be pretty good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I want you to know I was inspired by Lapcat and Stretchy Boy. And I got 2 kittens a couple weeks ago, and I literally have 1 cuddle bug. And one that is like the most mellow guy in the world. So there you have
congratulations
it.
Congratulations on your new baby.
I'm a cat lady now. I was a cat lady before, don't get me wrong. But all the other cats in the house are affiliated with my husband and are very, very naughty. Yeah.
But yours are awesome, of course.
Mine are awesome. Mine are like, burr. But people don't get that. The cats really do make the call. And they're like, just spoil them, and then they'll like you too. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. That's
no. And if they don't like you, they're never going to come to you. Like it is what it is. Yeah. So and when
I
do like you, it's like you feel so special. Like Lapcat likes to sleep on my head. If I ever take a nap, she'll like curl up in my hair.
Yeah.
And every now and then she'll like clean some of my hair, and so I'll have this little tuft that just kind of like I'll wake up with this crazy tuft sticking up where she's loved on me. But it feels so sweet. I feel like she's
right
on my head.
See, every dog person
and all the dog
is like,
lovers
ew, that's disgusting.
You let her lick your head? She was loving me.
It's making starfish with the putties. I'm like, starfish with the putties. Sorry.
And I have to say, like, I could lose my life to watching kitten and puppy videos online.
They should be illegal. You want to talk about the need to restrict things, on the internet. Forget porn. I really feel like the cat videos are just chewing me up. And then from cat videos, you go to dog videos. And then from dog videos, it's military guys. The dogs haven't seen them in a year. And then I'm weeping like crazy.
Yes.
And
it's
just
and then you need something funny to make yourself feel better. So then you watch the kitten videos, which of course leads to the puppy
Right. Thank you.
And then hours of your life have disappeared, and you're like, when did it become dark? Did I feed my kids? Ooh.
Oh, that's such a horrible feel. But many writer moms who I talk to, they're like, oh, yeah, cereal, that is breakfast. Like, that's not just for breakfast. That counts. Like, cereal counts. Like, thank you for saying it out loud, because I was feeling guilty. But, yes, if cereal counts, then I think I'm still in good status.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. With it being release day, we had pizza for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I tried. I was like, should I also do salad? And they were like, well, we don't really, the pizza's fine. And I was like, yeah, I really don't have time for that anyways. Pizza's good.
Yeah, pizza's good.
So,
keep it coming.
But,
keep
they take water with it, so that makes it a little
better. You know what? That makes it all better. You had water,
exactly.
Not soda. Okay. Then
exactly.
Zero calories. It's just all gone. That's healthy.
Exactly.
That's dairy. There's veg on there. You know, think it all the way through. There's at least three or four major food groups represented on that plate. I think you're awesome. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. And Youngest Minion also just kind of peels the cheese off and eats that anyway, so it's low carb. Done.
Ding. Mine too. Mine hates cheese. And I'm like, what? Cheese is good? No, no cheese. I'm like,
yeah.
This is awesome. You're awesome.
Aw, thanks. And that's so fun that your kids are the same age as mine.
Yes. Well, you know, and it's funny, though, a lot of author friends that you talk, and you probably have this too, peers where theirs are in like high school or even college, and but I'm way older than you are, but they're my age group. And so it's kind of funny that they're like, you know, I'll send so-and-so off to college this year, and I'm like, yeah, first grade. We're just getting at the pool. I'm buying backpacks and pencil sharpeners and markers and crayons. And they're like, oh, yeah, so-and-so prom or so-and-so is taking, you know, the summer to Europe. And I'm just like,
Exactly. We just get to watch everyone else sort of pave the way ahead of us. And then we kind of learn from everything that happens with them. So
we let them soften up the field a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And
we let them
learn.
Get it, really.
Yeah, we are observing and learning.
Exactly.
How we wanted to do it, and then we were just, yeah, that's right. We're running our own race. That's what I tell.
Exactly.
Like, I'm running my own race. You raise yours. All right. Well, I'm where I'm at, where I'm at. And if I can get writing in there, that's all that matters. If we can just wedge it into my life, that's all that matters.
Yes. Yeah. And that definitely gets tricky. I usually get up like around 4:30 in the morning to get my writing done.
So crazy. Because it's awesome.
But yes, I am.
Second book, everybody's going to ask you, I mean, one of the FAQs you'll get a lot, but did you find the second book was like a little bit more challenging, or did you feel like that just flowed? Was it pressure?
Because
the first one was awesome. So then everybody's kind of...
When I sold my series, actually, I had all three books written.
Woo!
So, yeah, so I was really, really lucky. And,
Oh, you're so lucky.
My
you
biggest
skipped
concern
the whole second
that,
book downer phase.
I know. With my first book, the heroine was a spy, and she was really, you know, tough and everything else. And so, I was kind of worried that because the second book's heroine is not a spy, I was worried that people might be disappointed, but I still made her a very strong heroine in other ways. And based off of all of the reviews that I've gotten so far and the feedback I've gotten from my readers, I'm very happy to say that strength really still came through and people really, really are enjoying the book also. And
that
makes me
wonderful.
Feel so much better.
Yeah. I think that it's a misconception it's like you can't write the same book over and over. You really
can't. And
that's
correct. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. And that's one of the big things I try so hard. Like if anything sounds even remotely close to a book that I already have out or that will be coming out, you know, and I'm plotting another one, I'm like, no, it can't be like that because I had this happen in that one book, and it was kind of like this. And so,
yeah.
And it's hard because I think that as authors, we have that favorite, like, trope that we sort of go to, and it's hard to break out of that and do something a little bit different sometimes when your brain just automatically wants to fall back on
you're
that comfortable
always
going to
have your style. You're always, it's always going to be a Madeline.
Exactly.
Where you go, but it's always going to be a Madeline Martin. But you're not McDonald's. You know, you have to be able to be yourself. And I know that your readers are just going to love. I mean, everything that's coming. And sweetie,
I hope you had the
best launch day ever. And it was so
thank
much fun
you.
Talking to your girls. They were just adorable.
Like
and that's
I said,
the
it
first
totally
time.
Made her night.
Yeah, it's the first time we have ever let minions come on the show. So please let them know. So everybody,
I definitely will.
So here we go. So good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Romance Bookmark, and thank you, Madeline Martin, for joining us. You're so lovely. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. And have a great wrap up to the summer, everybody. And we'll see you next Tuesday for more. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.